Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, before I go into my announcements, I have a caller that's been on the line for a while, so I'm going to go ahead and take this call. Amen, praise the Lord. Caller 770, you are live and on the air.
Hello, I was just calling in for prayer.
Yes, ma'am. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay, and what's your prayer request?
I have a court situation regarding child support with my ex-husband, and I just want God to work that situation out for me.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we know, Lord God, that you said you would be a lawyer in a courtroom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare on this day, Lord God, that all is well, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we know that nothing is too hard for you. So we know, Lord God, that you will go with her, Lord God. And anything, Lord God, that she needs, Lord, you will provide. You said you are our El Shaddai, you are our provider. So Father, we thank you, Lord God. As you go with the Lord in the name of Jesus, Lord, you'll sit there, Lord God. Your angels will camp around her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Show her favor with the judge, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray, and it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. It's already done. Just believe the Lord, because he's going to work it all out. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you for calling. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. Now we're going to move on with our announcement. If you just tune in, I want to encourage you to continue to tune in to the shows. Oh my God. We're going to start off with Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew. An awesome, awesome show on yesterday. My God, my God. She rocked that radio station. If you missed it, you can go back on demand and hear it. The show came on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It was just awesome, awesome, awesome. You missed it, you missed a treat. I like to get mine fresh off the press. Glory to God. Amen. The prayer just was so super. My God, the radio station was just shaking and trembling. The demons were trembling when she got through praying. Glory to God. So you can go back and listen to that show. Amen, on Blog Talk. And then if you move on down just a little bit further, we're called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I am the first Hour of Power. The show comes on every Sunday. Glory to God. I want you to tune in, text them, T-Bone them, tweet them, and let them know that it's going down on today. This is the day that the Lord has made. So we need to learn how to rejoice regardless of the circumstances you go through. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you can get caught up in certain circumstances and you won't even smile. You won't even praise the Lord. You don't even welcome him in the morning time when you wake up. You get up with the same sour notes that you laid down with. Glory to God. Well, some people didn't have a chance to get up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you need to learn how to get up and with thanksgiving and praises in your heart, no matter. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you move on down, amen, the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. There will be a 30-minute break between us, and then you will hear Minister Elaine coming on next. Glory to God. And then if you move on up, on Wild Tuesday, we have none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. So I want to encourage you to make sure you tune in on Tuesday, the Power Impact Team, amen, that also they rock the radio station. My God, the tag team duo, I call them. Glory to God, awesome messages that come through. Hallelujah, don't miss it. I want you to tune in on Tuesday so you can make sure, amen, you're getting your needs met, hallelujah. And each one of us, you know, you can press the 1 to come in and ask for prayer. So, you know, there's no reason for you not to get your prayer needs met. I know some say, well, we don't want our business out there like that. Listen, you don't have to give your name. Just tell us where you're calling from so we can tell what part of the world we're reaching. And, you know, apostle and pastor, they do mentoring, life coaching, marriage counseling, spiritual leading, whatever the need may be. Go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and let them know what the need may be. You know, you, when you want to go further in the Lord, then you got to do something different. You know, if you're getting the same old results, then that means I need to change, hallelujah. You know, you hear people sometimes saying a bad wind don't never change, but yes, it does. It can change. If you do something different, you can make the wind change. But if you're doing the same old thing, then the same old wind going to blow right in there with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you can change. Things can change around you. You know, prayer is the key, and faith unlocks the door. So by faith, if you move forward, hit them up on Facebook. Inbox them. Let them know what you need so they can help you to get to that next level that you need to go to. Just because Jesus has not came yet, that don't mean he ain't coming, glory to God, because he is coming. You can see, amen, as everything's going on and, you know, as hurricanes are starting on the rise and earthquakes in different places and, you know, you want to be ready when he comes, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, they used to sing this old song, don't let him catch you with your work undone. Don't let him come back and you're still in that same old place, you know, thinking I wished I could and I should have. He ain't going to hear that. Glory to God. He's going to say, depart from me. Hallelujah. So come on in and get in. And I encourage you to go ahead and hit them up and let them know what the need may be. And I want to encourage you to become a partner with us. And in becoming partners, we only ask for $25 or more. That's all, just $25 or more. Glory to God. And in becoming a partner, you would be placed on a personal prayer list where you will be prayed for by us, glory to God, by the team, hallelujah. So you want a team of people who are praying people. You don't want to get on a team that don't want to pray, just hit it every now and then. You don't want a team that just say, well, you know what, Lord bless them. They're always thinking about therefore and no more. You want a team that's going to go to battle with you, glory to God, hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on and partner with us and allow God to be God in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead on. Nobody else has pressed the 1, so we're going to go ahead on and open up in prayer, and we're going to go ahead on with our message. I'm going to be coming from the second book of Kings. I'm going to be coming from the second book of Kings, chapter 2. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made as we rejoice and be glad that we're in it, oh, Father. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for everyone that's listening under the sound of my voice, Lord. Let them not hear me, but hear you, Lord, through the word of God as it comes forth. No hindrances, Lord God, to the ears, Lord. Open them up so they can hear, Lord God, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last days, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God, how you are a healer, and everything that we need is in you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. It's not in the world, but everything that we need is in you, Lord God. That means it's in your word, Lord God. That's why you have to search the scriptures to find the word, Lord God, that we need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as we commune and communicate with you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we sit down and we sup with you, Lord God, and you say, come on and let's reason together. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Ghost power on the line on today, Lord God. Anything that's not like you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, consume it. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, God. We know you to be a healer. We know that you can heal. We know you to be a miracle-working God in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise in all things. God, we just thank you, Lord God, because you are such an awesome God. We serve an awesome God. Father, we just ask you, Lord God, to go in the hospitals, in the nursing homes, Lord. Those that need a touch from you, Lord God, just one touch. Oh, my Lord, we'll make everything all right. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. Only one touch, Lord God, and everything will be all right, God. Father God, we decree and we declare on this day, Lord God, that you are, Lord God, the one who will heal, Lord God. Only if we would ask, God. Lord, you said whatever we ask in your son Jesus' name, you shall give it in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, as the word go forth, Lord God. With the power, Lord God, that is within you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you know we serve an awesome God? Nothing is too hard for God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, obstacles will come. Amen. Not icicles, but obstacles. That means things will come that will try to snatch you away from the Lord, thy God. But you know what? Sometimes you have to step back and check yourself. You know, ain't it something? Hallelujah. This ain't my lesson for the day, but you know, whenever the Spirit of the Lord roll, you know, you have to roll with it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, it will come and try to get in your way. So, you know, sometimes you have to go above the obstacles. Don't let them hold you and bound you. And we can look at everybody else and what they're doing, but do you ever check yourself? Sometimes you have to make sure you do a self-checkup on yourself. Am I doing right? Am I doing what I'm needing to do? Hallelujah. Instead of seeing they and them and, you know, over there and sister so-and-so, Neum, and brother Neum, and all, are you doing what you need to do? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Am I obeying what he's saying, doing? Glory to God. Don't always look at the other person. Look at yourself. Every now and then, do a self-checkup. And make sure, you know, hey, man, you know, they tell you to do a self-checkup. The doctor tells, you know, ladies and men to do a self-checkup. Hallelujah. Now, if the doctor, amen, and the natural is telling you, don't you know, amen, the Spirit of the Lord wants us to do a spiritual checkup on ourselves also? Yes, do yourself a spiritual checkup. Make sure that you're in line with the Word of God. Make sure you're keeping his commandments. Make sure you're treating people like you want to be treated. You know, back in the day, amen, glory to God, you know, I always said I can't tell you my age. You know, a lot of them laugh when I said it, but that's okay. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, back in the day, glory to God, think about it. You always remember. You know, you have to work while it's day because night coming after a while. That's what the people always used to say. Hallelujah. So you need to work now. Don't wait, amen, till night comes. And what they're talking about, you know, there are sometimes different things happen, different situations happen. Glory to God, you know. And then sometimes you get in a place where you may not be able to do anything. Glory to God. But he's already in there. You've already, amen, sought him. You already seeked him, you know, and he's already there. You already word up. The word is in you. And can't nobody take the word away. And they can't destroy it. Hallelujah. So that's why you got to work while it's day. Work now, hallelujah, because it said night coming after a while. Well, no man may work, hallelujah. You may not be able, hallelujah, to go out or step outside the house or whatever, hallelujah, because you ought to understand some people are bedridden. Yes, they are, hallelujah, but they work while they had a chance in the daytime. That means they did. They sought the Lord. They communicated with him. They stayed close to him. And then when you go and you talk to some of them, they're saying, God is good, because guess what? Hallelujah. They got it in there. So can't nobody take that away from you. Hallelujah. Instead of always going out saying what they did, do a self-checkup. Hallelujah. Make sure you're in line with the commandments. Make sure you're keeping God's word close to your heart so you don't sin against thee. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Do a self-checkup. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and get in the message. I'm going to be coming from chapter 2. Of 2 Kings, and it's, I'm going to start reading at the first verse. And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah to heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elijah, Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elijah said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. He was telling them here, you know, he said, you stay here. Because he's sending me somewhere. He's sending me on a mission. He's telling them that. He said, the sword of the Lord liveth, I'm not going to leave you. Don't you know he's seen something in Elijah? Elijah, amen, glory to God. Elijah seen something in Elijah, glory to God. So he said, I'm going to follow you. I'm not going to leave you, glory to God. I'm going to stay right there. Hallelujah. My God. Ain't it something when you can get on the anointed man and woman of God? Hallelujah. And you know what? I'm not going to preach, you know, like this. And I was thinking about it earlier, you know, woman ain't supposed to go in the pulpit and all that. We ain't getting in all that. Glory to God. Woman and man, it don't matter. Because God can use whomever he please. Hallelujah. I've heard that so many times in recent years. You get kind of tired of them same old messages. Hallelujah. So concerned about woman preaching and so concerned about men going, women going in the pulpit. Glory to God. And women residing over their husbands and, you know, man is the head. So much of that. Well, what about the souls? Are you concerned about the souls? Hallelujah. That's what we need to be concerned about. Hallelujah. Not whether a woman can go in the pulpit or not. Hallelujah. But can she preach the word and she live in it? Hallelujah. But let's move on right here. Just a little side note. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, he saw something in him. He was kind of like his armor bearer. You know, he saw something and he wasn't going to go nowhere. He said, I'm going to stay right there with you. If you're on an anointed man and woman of God and you know they're giving you the word, hallelujah, you know, hallelujah, that they pray for you all the time, then why you want to run off and keep church hopping? Because you can't have your way. Glory to God. He said, I'm going to stay right here because I see, hallelujah, something in this man of God. He was a prophet, glory to God. Elijah was a prophet. He said, I'm going to stay right here. I'm not moving, hallelujah. I ain't going to keep church hopping going over there just because I wanted to suit my flesh. I'm going to stay right here under this anointed man and woman of God, under this anointed umbrella so I can get what I need. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elijah and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. He was telling them, yes, I know it. Because see, Elijah going on already, he done already told it. Hallelujah. But he told, you know, they were saying, you know, your man of God, that he going to take him away. The Lord going to take him. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? Sooner or later, there's going to come a time, hallelujah, when that man and woman of God are going to be so busy. You know, when God said, raise them up and send them out. Not raise them up, let them sit there. Raise them up and then send them out on their own so they can go out and tell others about Jesus. Glory to God. My God, hallelujah. And that's what you're supposed to do. And that's what's happening now. So many ain't getting raised up and sent out. They're still sucking on them same pacifiers. They ain't even sucking on milk. They still sucking on them same pacifiers, doing the same old thing you were doing when you first got in a group. Glory to God. When you first got in a church, you're still doing the same old stuff. Don't you know you ought to be delivered by now? Glory to God. Hallelujah. How much more deliverance can you get? Need. Hallelujah. From the same old, same old. Glory to God. Mount up. Get some wings. Hallelujah. Learn how to fly on your own. My God. Take the word that you've been given. Oh, good God Almighty. And learn how to fly and soar and tell somebody else. Hallelujah. So you ain't got to always call the pastor and the preacher. Hallelujah. And the teacher and the co-pastor. Hallelujah. To get you out. Hallelujah. Don't you know? Use that word that you've been given. Go ahead and pray your way out. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And he said, hold your tongue. You ain't got to tell me. I know it. Hallelujah. I know he's going to take it. Glory to God. See, he had already talked to him and told him. So y'all hold your peace. You see, there's going to be a time, like I said, when they may not be there. Glory to God. But they will still be praying for you. Hallelujah. But there's a time when you got to be, amen, you got to put on your big girl pants and get ready, your big boy pants, and get ready. Hallelujah. Learn how to pray. You ain't got to always call, amen. Okay, hold up, wait a minute. You know, I'm in need of a few dollars. I ain't got no gas. Oh, my cabinet's empty. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I can't pay my light bill. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mount up at wings as an eagle and learn how to fly above them circumstances. Look back and see what you're doing. Did you spend it on something you shouldn't have? Glory to God. Are you doing things that you shouldn't do? Uh-oh, here we go. I know it is coming. Glory to God. Did you spend your tithes and your offering? Hallelujah. Did you lie? Hallelujah to the church when you got ready to go in there? Well, this all I got. I'm just going to put these few dollars in the envelope. What did you do? Hallelujah. Was there something along the lines that you did, amen, that caused the situation to come up on you? Glory to God. I know we do go through situations and different things. Yes, I get it. Glory to God. But there are some things that we bring on ourselves. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And Elijah said unto him, Elijah, tarry here. I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. See, he was following them around because he knew he had something, hallelujah, in him that he was going to need. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm going to stay here and I'm going to tarry with you until the Lord says it's time for me to go because I got so full. You know, some people are in the same place they've been eating 7, 8, 9, 10 years in the same place, eating the same thing. They getting all that meat they ate, glory to God. They getting all that cornbread that I got over here, all them collard greens and all them chicken legs, and you're still eating on that, eating right there in that same old place. All them big juicy steaks you done ate, hallelujah. All that word you done got poured in you, hallelujah. All that crap time you done got poured in you, good God Almighty. All that, hallelujah. How to go through and sift through the word of God, hallelujah, to find what you need, glory to God. How to go in, hallelujah, and you should be able to do a sermon if I need you, hallelujah, glory to God. How to go in and get the scriptures and search the scriptures and see what you need out of there, glory to God, and still sucking it up, hallelujah, instead of being able to go out and tell somebody else about a man named Jesus. Well, I am going to, hallelujah, petition you today. Get ready, because you're going to get ready to move out, hallelujah, glory to God. My God, let's move on to 5. And the sons of the prophet that were at Jericho came to Elijah and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, and he answered, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. He was telling them, hold your tongue. I don't want to hear it. Hallelujah. See, he was, you understand now. He was walking with him, and he was enjoying it because he was teaching him, hallelujah, the things of the Lord, and he was telling him, and you know, you like listening, and you're seeking, and you're hearing, and you're communicating with the Lord through, he was communicating through the Lord through Elijah. Enjoyed it, hallelujah. Yes, I know you enjoy it, glory to God. But there are times when you got to mount up, hallelujah. You got to get some wings, and you got to learn how to fly. Hallelujah. You know, a mama bird, oh, thank you, Lord. See, she pushes a little babe out the net, hallelujah. And he may land down on the ground. If don't nobody find him, hallelujah, put him back in the nest. He going to stay there. He going to start flapping his wings until he get ready to fly. If you look up sometimes, you'll see the birds in the nest, hallelujah. And they'll be flapping around, just flapping around. In other words, they're practicing. So in other words, you done already practiced. You done already got the word. You already full, hallelujah. You done ate the steak, 9-ounce sirloin, I'll give you that one, hallelujah. Yours like ribeye, whatever, T-bone, grab it. Glory to God. My God, you done ate all that, and now you still, hallelujah, can't fly? Come on now. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Any good? Glory to God. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. See, they were going on from place to place. See, he was watching Elijah. He was watching him, amen, how he was doing and performing his miracles. That's what he was looking at. Oh, my God. He said, he would understand that. He was sucking it up. He was eating all them steaks and all that good stuff. Now, there was no chicken involved here. He was eating steak, glory to God. He was eating the meat, hallelujah. And he was drinking, we just said milk, okay? Glory to God, hallelujah. He was drinking his milk, glory to God. And he was eating his steak. Hallelujah. Porterhouse, Sirloin, whatever you like. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It wasn't no fake steak. This was good steak. He was under the prophet. Hallelujah. Let's keep it moving. And 50 men of the son of the prophet went and stood to view afar off. And they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither. So that they too went over on dry ground. You see how the anointing that was on him, glory to God. You know, if there's anointing in the place that you're at, hallelujah, then you need to listen and stay there. Because guess what? You're going to need every bit that you get, hallelujah. You go all the good word that you get, all the good prayer that you get, hallelujah. Then you're going to have to go out, hallelujah, and tell others, hallelujah, what they need to do to be saved, hallelujah. So many times people, you know, are waiting on someone to come by and tell them what can they do to be saved. But you still, amen, ain't got it. You're still sitting up there eating. You're still eating, glory to God. And oh, I need this, and oh, I need that. Forget about yourself for a time, amen, just how about a season, glory to God. And pray for somebody else, glory to God. Hallelujah. You can get on your own rusty knees and pray for your leaders and begin to stop things from happening. But you know what happens? Whenever, you know, you're in need, you forget all about them that's above you. All you can think about is your own selfish needs. Glory to God. But if you take care of somebody else's, then he's going to take care of yours. Don't you know, hallelujah, whatever the anointing and whatever's on your leaders, hallelujah, it's going to flow from their head down, hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. It ain't going to add no sorrow because it's going to flow from their head down, hallelujah. My God, my God. So won't you learn how to pray for your leaders? So I'm praying just like this. Well, Lord, you know, bless them, Lord. Yes, in the name of Jesus, Lord, just heal them. But do you ever skip a meal and say, Lord, you know what? I'm here fasting, and I'm going to pray for my leaders on today, Lord God. Lord, give them what they need, Lord. Only you know, oh, Father. Then begin to call stuff out. Hallelujah. It's okay. Long as you're in the word of God, it's okay. Lord God, I decree and I declare in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless their finances beyond above, Lord, for what they can even think of and imagine, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, you said if you give, and I know they give, pressed down, shaking together, running over, shall men give unto their bosoms in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare, every trick of the enemy, oh God, I push it back and put it in the pit from where it came from, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you're taking them, Lord God, to the palace, Lord, where they shall reign. Oh my God, good God Almighty, hallelujah. Do you ever pray like that? But here's how some pray. Well, Lord, I want you to bless them. Lord, you give them what they need, Lord. Lord, they're going to have, Lord, give them some money. Glory to God. Well, how much money do you want them to give him? Call it out in the spirit realm. Glory to God. Don't be afraid that he ain't going to give you yours. Because like I said, it flows, hallelujah, from the head down. Whatever's on them, hallelujah. Whatever mantle is on them, it's going to flow down. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elijah, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Understand what he was saying here. He said, let this be a double portion upon my life and on my ministry, because he wanted to do great and mighty works. As he was seeing how Elijah had went alone, hallelujah. You didn't see what he asked for, you know, give him money, give him anything. He asked for a double portion of his anointing upon him so he can go and do miracles, amen, and signs and wonders and help others, glory to God, my God. That's what something you need to pray for sometimes instead of praying always for what you need, glory to God. It's okay if you ask him for what you need. Yes, it's okay. It's okay sometimes, but don't let that be your only prayer. There are so many people that need prayer. Hallelujah. They just had an accident that I seen. Hallelujah. You know, a truck, amen, blew a tire, and it crossed over on the other side and hit amen, a bus head on, and a lot of people were killed. Hallelujah. Did you pray for those people, hallelujah, and those families, to give them comfort and give them peace? My God. Because sometimes you look at stuff and you say, well, you know what, Lord, just bless that family, Lord God. Bless them families in there, Lord. No, put out a little bit more, glory to God. So much is given, much is required. Oh, glory to God. You now remember, you done said and got fat. Let's go on, glory to God. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, he means nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. He said, if you see me when I ascend, hallelujah, from up on high, going home, hallelujah, to live, hallelujah, glory to God, then you shall have it. But if you don't see me, then that means you ain't going to have it, glory to God. Don't you know he stuck right there under that man of God, and he stuck right there, hallelujah, and he didn't move. He wanted to see it because that's what he asked for. Understand, he didn't ask for no silver. He didn't ask for no gold. He asked, hallelujah, you know, for things to go good in his life, you know, hallelujah, to be blessed in his life, longevity, glory to God, and in his ministry to soar, hallelujah, glory to God, and he can go out and tell others about a man named Jesus, glory to God, to go out and tell others about God and keeping the commandments and glory to God. That's what he was asking for. My God. Let's move on to 11. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. You see, hallelujah, he stuck right there. He said, He said, if I don't ask, he said, by faith, I'm going to receive this thing. By faith, you ought to be feeling pretty good around about now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. You know, it ain't the state. Now it's time for you to release it in somebody else's life. You know, we come on, amen, week after week preaching the word of God. Hallelujah, my God. And that's what he calls us to do. And we're going to do and walk just the way he wants us to do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when you receive the word, hallelujah, you got to act on it by faith, hallelujah, because he said faith without works is dead. So I said stop doing the same old you were doing, amen, last year and the year before that and the year before that. Do something different, hallelujah. You can start today. Do something different with your life right now, glory to God, hallelujah, my God. A whirlwind came from into heaven, glory to God, and it took him up, hallelujah, my God. And Elijah saw it. He seen it. Hallelujah. Because he wasn't going to move from this man of God. Because he had done seen him do miracles, and he know that's what he wanted. You got to make sure what you want. If you don't want the real deal, hallelujah, then I'm going to help you out. Hallelujah. There is some fake out there that you can get. But don't you want more? Hallelujah. You know what they've been talking about, that Holy Ghost power? Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. My God. They've been talking about that Holy Ghost power. There's just so much more that you can get. Don't you want all, amen, that he has for you? You don't want just a little bit. Sure, I know you need money. He know you need all that stuff. It's okay if you ask. But don't let that be your whole prayer. Well, Lord, I need money. I need the man. I need the mansion. I need the house. I need the car. Don't let that be your whole prayer in your whole prayer time. Hallelujah. Once you pray, hallelujah, you pray and then you hold on. And then you just thank God that it's already done because you're pulling it down by faith. So you thank him, hallelujah, when you're going, amen, on your way, you're going to work, going wherever you got to go. Say, Lord, I thank you, it's already done. Lord, I thank you, it's already done. But don't let that be your whole prayer time. You believe in God for only what you want, forgetting about everybody else and everything else. You know, Lord, I pray for this ministry. You know, Lord, that you would just help me and keep me. I'm just saying, you know, it's the way some pray. Hallelujah. You know, Lord, I want this and I want that, Lord. And you know, and that's it, you know. You done pray for the ministry just a tiny bit. You know, you put out just one of the tiny little tea over there on the side for the ministry, glory to God. But then your prayers are just big. Oh, Lord, help me, Lord God. Lord, I need a new house. My baby need a new pair of shoes. You just throw down. Good God, you're slinging, spit, slobbering, amen, crying all over the place, amen, for stuff that you want. But can you do that for your leaders, for your man and woman of God? Can you do that, amen, for people, amen, that's in your congregation? situation. You see them come in and they tore up, and you know that. Can you pray for them? Hallelujah. You know, if we could get so concerned about what goes on with others, you know, and that we want to pray for them and pray for them, and, you know, he will lay people on your heart, amen, to pray for. Do you pray for them right then? Go ahead and do it right then. I was in a place, amen, the other day, and I was ordering some stuff, ordering some food, and, you know, glory to God, and you know, the young lady said, you know what, she said, she was talking to someone else, they were standing right there by her, she said, oh, my leg is just hurting me so bad, it's just killing me, it's hurting me so bad, and I'm looking at her, and she couldn't hardly walk, so when I heard her release it, I released the prayer right there at the counter, glory to God, hallelujah. Now, that's the place, amen, we all need to be in, but I tell you, hallelujah, I didn't used to be like that, hallelujah, I'm just going to tell you the truth. Hallelujah. This is truth live over here. Okay. Not lie live. This is truth live. Okay. Glory to God. And I released the prayer and I prayed for her right there. And she said, oh, she said, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Glory to God. She was so happy. Hallelujah. And I was glad that she received it. She said, I'll receive it. That's the thing. You know, when you do that, and you know, some will receive and some don't. If they don't receive, don't you feel bad? Because you did what you're supposed to do. Just shake the dust and move on. I didn't stand up there and say, okay, come on, let's grab hands, let's hold hands, and we're going to get down here and pray. No, all that one time for all that. All you had to do is just release it. If the anointing on you, when you release it, glory to God, it's gonna, that word's going to do that it's set out to do. That's what the Bible says, hallelujah, glory to God. And I do believe, I say, it did what it needed to do because she received it. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. My father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof, and he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. Glory to God. You know, he was a little, he was a little upset. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know what? It was a good thing, because then he could go out, and he was on his own when he was getting ready to go on, amen, on his own and do his own miracles. Hallelujah. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the banks of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither. And Elijah went over. You see, amen, he told him, if you could see me when this happened, then you got it. Hallelujah. You know, your leaders are not going to be there all the time right there holding your hand, hallelujah. When you need a gallon of milk, hallelujah, a dozen of eggs, come on now, glory to God, hallelujah. It's okay, hallelujah, if you're in need, in dire need of them, and they can touch you, hallelujah, you can touch them, and they pray for you, hallelujah. It's okay, but you got to learn how to pray for yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Ain't nothing like you praying for yourself. Hallelujah. All the little nitpicking stuff. Learn how to pray for yourself. My God, my God. Well, you know, I need $10 worth of gas. Hallelujah. But did you go, hallelujah, and spend them $10 getting a salad? Did you get a $10 for a burger? Did you get something like that? Then that was your gas money. You got to use some wisdom. You got to have some wisdom and some knowledge. And all that comes with the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you, Holy Ghost. Now, not Holy Ghost, but Holy Ghost. Come on. Glory to God. All that comes with that Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. That they've been talking about. So you better tune in and don't miss it. Hallelujah. And when the sons of the prophet, I'm on 15, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doeth rest on Elijah. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. Now, understand now, hallelujah, he had that same anointing that was on him. Don't you know, hallelujah, if you're under a man and woman of God that has that anointing on them, glory to God, it's going to trigger down, it's going to drip down, hallelujah, on you. If you're living right, you're doing right, hallelujah, glory to God, it's going to come down to you, that same anointing that's on them, it flows from their head down, hallelujah, glory to God, and you'll be able to do the signs, amen, the miracles, and you'll be able to speak to them demons and make them holler. Good God Almighty. You'll be able to speak to those situations. Hallelujah. And things will change. You will be able to pray a thing. Amen. And it happened in an instant. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they said unto him, behold now, there be with thy servant 50 strong men. Let them go, we pray thee, and seek thy master. Let peradventure the Spirit of the Lord have taken him up and cast him upon some mountain or into some valley. And he said, ye shall not sin. See, he knew what was going on, and he said, no, He said, no, don't. They wanted to go and look for him. Somebody, the Spirit might have dropped him off somewhere. That's what I read in another translation. The Spirit didn't drop it off. He ascended on high with the Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. But they wanted to go look for him, and he told them no. But he should have stood his ground when he said, no, don't worry about it. You know, he told them, no, don't do that, because he already had been talking to him, telling him what was going to take place. Hallelujah. So he knew what was going to take place, but let's see what happened. And when they urged him till he was ashamed, he said, sin. They sent therefore 50 men, and they sought 3 days, but found him not. See, they kept talking about it. Well, let us go look for him. Let us go look for him. Let's go. You know, they kept bothering him. But what he should have did was stood on what he told him. He told him that where he was going. He told him what was going to happen. He was going to be taken. So that's all that he needed right there. You know, if y'all want to go, you do what you do. But I'm telling you, don't go. Do not do it. Don't look for on my behalf, because I already know what's happening. Hallelujah. Because the metal, amen, that he had is on me. Glory to God. So it's okay. Do not go. But they kept on, you know, and it's something how you keep on beating on a door, beating on a door, beating on a door. Glory to God. And the Lord says, stay out of that door. Do not open it. Don't turn that knob. Don't do it. Do not go in that door. But what happened? You turn the knob, go in the door, and then you hate what you done did. Glory to God. And he was telling them, don't do it. Don't do it. You don't have to go. Hallelujah. Somebody, the Spirit had done dropped them off somewhere. Glory to God. And they was going to go see it. They was going to go find him. My God. Ain't that something? My God. Let's move on down. Hallelujah to 18. And when they came again to him, for he tarried at Jericho, he said unto them, did I not say unto you, go not? And the men of the city said unto Eliza, behold, I pray thee, the situation of the city is pleasant, as my Lord sees, but the water is naught, and the ground barren. Hold up. He was saying, amen, this water is something wrong with it. It's got it's poison. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he said, bring me a new cruse and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. Because, see, that same anointing that was on Elijah was now on Eliza, because he stood there by him, and he received it because he saw him when he went up. Glory to God. You got to stay in a place till you get what you need. Don't let nobody pull you out. Somebody trying to pull someone out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But it ain't time for you to come out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You just hold on right there where you are. Let God complete his work in you. And then you, amen, glory to God. He will send you out. Huh? You got good leaders, they'll send you out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. So don't let nobody pull you out before God. Get all that mess on the inside of you out, so you can go out and have an effective ministry. That's what we want in the world today, an effective ministry, so others can see the God in you. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to be real with you. Some ain't going to see it because some don't want to see it. Hallelujah, glory to God. That's just the way it is. But long as you know you were doing what you're supposed to do for the Lord, it's okay. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's okay. And he went forth unto the spring of the water and cast the salt in there and said, thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. He threw the salt in the water because he knew that the anointing was on him. Hallelujah. He had got the mantle of Elijah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now you listen, because he had hung around him. And you know he saw what he did, and he taught him some stuff. Because when you do a thing, you got to believe it. If you're praying for someone, you got to believe that God's going to do it. And sometimes, you know, things don't come to pass because you don't even believe what you're praying. Sometimes God yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have the confidence to know and believe that what you're praying for going to come to pass. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, now. Hallelujah. That water good. Go ahead and drink it. Hallelujah. You ain't going to have no more barren land up in here, up in here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 22. So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the sayings of Elijah, which he spake. And he went up from thence unto Bethel. And as he was going up the up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and mocked him, and said unto him, go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head. See, they were mocking him, and, you know, they were calling him names. Be careful, hallelujah, how you talk about God's prophets. Be careful how you talk about God's people. Be careful, hallelujah. You better keep your tongue off them, hallelujah. And just because everybody else getting in a place, hallelujah, and they're talking about them, then you're going to sit there and you're going to have an itching ear. Be careful. You better learn how to walk away. Hallelujah, glory to God. Let me show you what happened to them those, amen. You could know they were kind of probably big kids. I'm just going to say they were like 20, amen, you know, 21. They weren't little bitty children. Hallelujah, glory to God. But they took calling him names and calling him bald head and all kinds of stuff like that. Let me show you what happened to him. Hallelujah. And he turned back and looked at them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth two she-bears out of the woods and tear 40 of two children of them. Glory to God. And he went from thence to Mount Carmel, and from thence he returned to Samaria. Amen. The bears came out of the woods, and it tore them to shreds. Glory to God. Because he turned around and he cursed them in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he kept on moving. Glory to God. So be careful about coming against God's people. Hallelujah. And it's something how, you know, people will say, you know what? They're just as fake as they want to be. They're just as fake as they want to be. You better not listen at that stuff they be talking. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I was in a place, amen, on yesterday, and someone said, well, you know what? If they're fooling me, let them keep right on fooling me because I'm being blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, people know when they're being blessed and when they ain't being blessed. Glory to God. Because of what they do. Because they give. Hallelujah. He said, shall be given. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So be careful how you come against God's prophet. I don't care if you've been knowing them 50 years. It don't matter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So be careful how you come against God's people. If you ain't got nothing good to say, amen, then don't say nothing at all. You better learn how to walk away. Hallelujah. Because you're going to be held accountable. Hallelujah. But that you sit and you listen to. Hallelujah. And that you say you're going to be held accountable for it. If you sit and listen at somebody down, talk about your man and woman of God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, and talk about the things that go on in your sanctuary and come against the prophets and the pastors and the preachers and the teachers and all this stuff, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, you're going to be held accountable for it. My God, you see what happened here when the prophet turned around, hallelujah. I say he was a prophet. He was on the prophet. He got the mantle that he had on him, and he turned around and he cursed him in the name of the Lord. Glory to God. It says it. If you're following along in the book, you see it says it. I didn't say it. Prophetess Martha didn't say it. The word said it. Hallelujah. He cursed them in the name of the Lord. Glory to God for calling names and talking about him. Hallelujah. He didn't do nothing to them. Hallelujah. But you know, he was great and he was mighty. I read, amen, glory to God. He went on and he did even more. Elijah did about 14 miracles and he went on, he did 28 miracles, glory to God. But you know, that's the way it works, hallelujah. You're supposed to go on and do even the more, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. It don't stop there, it continues on. My God, hallelujah. So be careful, watch your mouth, hallelujah. Don't come against God's people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It flows from your head down. Understand who you are in Christ. Understand who you're under in Christ. Hallelujah. And if you're not in a place where you think God wants you to be, then ask him where do I need to go? What do I need to do? Glory to God. How do I need to get there? And whenever he tells you, don't be afraid to move. Sometimes people are so afraid to move out and try different things. I know, because I was. Glory to God. But now it don't even matter, glory to God. It really don't matter. Hallelujah. As long as I'm doing the Lord's work, it's okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. It flows from the head down. Whatever's on your ministry, hallelujah, it will flow unto you for you to not to keep sit there and keep eating. Hallelujah. Learning the word and learning how to go through the word and search the scriptures and learning how to do things in a more, you know, in a more excellent manner. So you can go on out, amen, and tell others about a man named Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, whom they hung on the cross, hallelujah. And ask them, are they saved? Are you saved? Do you want to give your life to Christ, hallelujah? Then if they don't know, you explain things to them. You know, Jesus died and he died on the cross for my sins and your sins, hallelujah. Your sins can be forgiven and blotted out, hallelujah. And this is how you do it, glory to God. Be able to tell them, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God, for God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, no one else is pressed to one. So I'm going to go ahead, amen, glory to God. And I'm going to give the invitation to Christ, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sins, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Lord God, I repent of all my sins that I have committed, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I give you my life, God. Oh, my God, for you to work, make me, Lord God. For you, Lord God, to make me whole in you, O Lord. I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now blood washed, born believer. Glory to God. Go to a Bible believing church. Take your Bible with you. Hallelujah. Read the word of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes when you become a new babe, amen, what you need to do is just write the scriptures down if you can't keep up. Amen. You know, long time ago. Hallelujah. I'm still going to take my age, you know, glory to God. But long time ago, you know, I couldn't keep up. So I would write the scriptures down. And then when I get home, I would look back and I would go through it. And I said, okay, this, that. You know, I wouldn't let nobody know. Amen. But I will write it down, hallelujah. And that's why I write so much now, hallelujah, glory to God, because it taught me a lesson, always write stuff down. And then you could go home and you could read back over it and talk to the Lord about it. Say, Lord, they said this. Holy Ghost will bring it all back to your remembrance, glory to God. Yes, he will. He'll bring it to your remembrance. You will hear that. I used to go and I used to come back and I would hear that pastor or that teacher as they had taught that word, and it would come back to me over and over and play in my mind. And they said this. And that's how I learned how to write stuff down. It plays over like a radio in my mind. So that's what you do. Just write it down and then you go home and you talk to the Lord about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to make sure the next voice, you got a break here, and the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson, that comes on next, Voice of Truth, glory to God. So I encourage you to go over and show her some love and listen to her show. Hallelujah, glory to God. Now, we're going to go ahead, amen, and we're going to get out of here. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back here on next Sunday. Have a blessed week. Amen.